At least 26% of women in South Africa have reported intimate violence. And according to Police Minister Bekicele, only 3% of perpetrators since March have been convicted. Amid an outcry on the ongoing onslaught on women, government has been under pressure to step up its game. Among other measures taken so far on Wednesday, President Cyril Ramaphosa announced that government has identified 30 hotspots around the country where gender-based violence and femicide were most rife. According to the South African Medical Research Council, most of these cases go unreported. VITS EFF member Solami Buthelezi shares her view on why gender-based violence survivors don't report the crimes on campus.
I think students are largely intimidated by the fact that once they have been violated, there's a large weight, an overwhelming weight that gets put on their shoulders to come forward, because you can't necessarily speak about your trauma without people asking you why you haven't opened a case, or asking you very, very intrusive questions about the nature of your trauma. So that pressure, I think, leads students to even feeling more embarrassed or perhaps intimidated. Perhaps they blame themselves, and that goes to a lack of education on the side of it.
Member of civil organization Black Women Caucus, Anda Dungulu, says VITS University hasn't done enough to promote a safe gender equality space.
VITS has not done enough as an institution to promote a safe gender equality space, because if that was the case, we wouldn't have cases of GBV inside campus, and not just ones that are linked to domestic abuse or physical abuse and harassment, but just in terms of positions and the visibility of women in positions of power within the campus itself.
Adding to the words of Dungulu, fourth-year student Neo Malaka adds that student movements have played a more important role in mobilizing students in the fight against gender-based violence.
Every single time gender-based violence is being addressed and brought to light, it's the students who are doing this for the students. And it's the female students doing this mainly for other female students. So really the institution is just sitting back and doing nothing, because we don't even engage with such conversations with our lecturers in our departments. There's nothing. It's nowhere near our academic spaces. It's only in our free private spaces.
As more students are expected back on campus under level 1 of the lockdown, students and activists are calling for more visibility and participation from university management in the fight against gender-based violence. For VFM News, I am Kamakgalo Dinyiko.